Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Teresa. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Glenda. From Emily Garrard. Hi, I would like to submit a prayer request for my stepdad, Mark Fiorentino. He has been diagnosed with kidney cancer. May God restore him to good health and give him many more years with us. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, seeking your grace and healing for Mark Fiorentino, who has been diagnosed with kidney cancer. Lord, you are the source of all comfort and strength, and we trust in your power and mercy in this time of uncertainty. Please wrap your loving arms around him as he undergoes further tests. Grant wisdom and clarity to the medical team so they can make the best decisions for his care. We ask that his body responds well to any treatment he will need. We also ask for your peace and strength for his wife Sue, his family, and loved ones. Let them feel your presence close to them, calming their fears and giving them hope. Surround them with your love and the support. Lord, we know you hold all things in your hands, and we place our trust in you. Let your will be done, and may your grace be a constant light guiding Mark and his family through the darkness. In your name we pray. Amen.
From Michael, I need prayer desperately. I'm in hospice right now. I have a neurological problem going on. I may have Parkinson's disease. I have a hard time typing too. Fingers keep hitting wrong keys. Have to keep typing it over. Can't control my fingers. Having a hard time getting a neurologist. None have openings for 3 to 6 months. I need one now. Loving and merciful God, we come before you with a heart full of concern for Michael, who is facing deep challenges in this time of his life, Lord. You know the fears and struggles he is enduring as he deals with neurological issues and the difficulty in getting the medical care he urgently needs. We ask for your divine intervention, Lord, to bring comfort and peace to Michael, ease his frustrations as he battles with the symptoms that make even the simplest task, like typing, so challenging. Grant him patience and resilience as he waits for the care he so desperately needs. Heavenly Father, we pray that you open the doors to the right medical care, providing a neurologist who can see him soon and who will have the wisdom and skill to understand his condition and offer the best treatment. Guide the hands and hearts of all those who are involved in his care and let them be instruments of your healing grace. In this time of uncertainty and difficulty, may Michael feel your presence close to him. Strengthen his spirit, ease his fears, and fill him with a peace that only you can give. Surround him with love and support and let him feel the warmth of your embrace in every moment. We trust in your goodness, Lord, and we place Michael's health and future in your hands. Let your will be done, and may your love be a constant source of comfort and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Laura, an update. Thank all of you for your prayers. The surgery you prayed for was successful, no problems. Some pain as the anesthesia wore off, but improved with pain medication. I appreciate all of you so much. God bless you. Gracious and loving God, we come before you with gratitude and praise for the successful surgery that Laura underwent. We thank you for your guiding hand in the operating room, for the skill and care of the medical team, and for the healing that is already beginning in her body. Lord, we are so grateful that the surgery went smoothly, without any complications. Thank you for easing Laura's pain as she recovers, and for providing the relief she needed through medication. We know that your presence was with her every step of the way, comforting her and giving her strength. We also thank you for the outpouring of love and prayers from those who surrounded Laura during this time. What a blessing it is to have a community that lifts one another up in prayer and supports each other in moments of need. We ask that you continue to bless each of them for their kindness and faith. Heavenly Father, as Laura continues to heal, we pray that you will sustain her with your peace and joy. May her recovery be swift and complete, and may she continue to feel your presence close to her in the days to come. We lift up this prayer to you, knowing that you are the source of all healing and goodness. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Maria, please pray for conversion, sanctification, and healing of my family. Pray that Nicholas follows God's will for his life. Heavenly Father, we lift up Maria and her family to you, asking for your divine intervention in their lives. Lord, we pray for conversion, sanctification, and healing of each family member. May their hearts be turned towards you, and may your love transform them in every way. Bring them closer to your grace, so that they may walk in your light and grow in holiness. We also pray for Nicholas, asking that you guide him to follow your will for his life. Give him the wisdom and clarity to discern your path, and the courage to follow it with faith and trust. Surround him with your love and protection as he seeks to fulfill the purpose you have for him. Father, we know that you desire the best for your children, and we trust that you are working in this family's life, drawing them closer to you. May your peace, love, and healing touch each of their hearts, and may they be united in their journey toward you. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
From Lynette, Heavenly Father, watch over those who have to work out in this heat. It's just too hot, and my husband is outside working. Please, Father, help them to take breaks and drink lots of water. This heat is just awful. Heavenly Father, we come before you with concern for all those who must work outdoors in this intense heat, especially for Lynette's husband. Lord, you are the protector and sustainer of all life, and we ask that you watch over those who are exposed to these harsh conditions. Please, Father, grant them the wisdom to take necessary breaks and to stay hydrated throughout the day. Help them to recognize when they need to rest and to seek shade, and guide them to make decisions that protect their health and well-being. We pray for your protection over their bodies, that they may not suffer from heat exhaustion or dehydration. Surround them with your loving care and keep them safe from harm. Lord, we also ask that you bring relief from this oppressive heat, providing cooler temperatures and refreshing breezes. Until then, may your presence be a source of comfort and strength for those enduring these challenging conditions. In your loving name, we pray. Amen.
From Jennifer, I'm sorry to burden you with these prayers. Just need prayer as I'm being tormented by intrusive thoughts, and the enemy has plagued me with bad thoughts and anxiety. My name is Jennifer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with a special prayer for Jennifer, who is struggling under the weight of intrusive thoughts and anxiety. Lord, you know the battle she is facing, and we ask for your protection and peace to surround her. Father, we ask that you cast out any tormenting thoughts and that you silence the voice of the enemy that seeks to steal her peace. Fill her mind with your truth and love, and let your light shine through the darkness that she is experiencing. May your Holy Spirit be her guide, bringing her comfort and clarity in the midst of confusion. We pray that you grant Jennifer strength and courage as she fights these battles. Let her feel your presence close to her, calming her fears and bringing her peace that only you can provide. Remind her that she is not alone, and that you are always with her, shielding her from harm and holding her close. Lord, help Jennifer to find refuge in you, to trust in your protection, and to rely on your strength to overcome the anxieties and fears that plague her. Surround her with your love and the support of those who care for her, and give her the peace of mind that comes from knowing that you are in control. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
From Maria, please pray for my son Juan Carlos, that he finds peace in his heart and in his mind. Carlos fights with PTSD from 3 tours in Afghanistan, and then has constant issues with his relationship. I'm asking, please help my son find peace in his heart and to find healing. I pray that my son will get closer to God and seek professional help. Please, please pray that he will look towards God and find peace in his heart. My son is also a police officer and deals with daily struggles on the job with his superiors. I want my son to live a happy and healthy life. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Juan Carlos to you, asking for your divine intervention in his life, Lord. You know the deep struggles he faces, both from his past experiences in Afghanistan and from the daily challenges in his personal and professional life. We pray that you would bring peace to his heart and mind, soothing the wounds of PTSD and the conflicts he encounters. Father, we ask that you draw Juan Carlos closer to you. May he seek your presence and find comfort and healing in your love. Guide him to the help he needs, both spiritually and professionally, so that he can begin the journey toward true healing and peace. Give him the strength and courage to face his battles with the assurance that you are with him every step of the way. We also pray for his role as a police officer, where he faces daily stress and challenges. Lord, Grant him wisdom, patience, and protection in his work. Help him to navigate the pressures and struggles with a heart anchored in your peace. Lord, we know that you desire a life of joy, health, and fulfillment for Juan Carlos. Please surround him with your love, guide him toward healing, and help him to find the peace that only you can provide. May he find rest in your presence and the strength to overcome the obstacles before him. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior and Healer. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.